Tech Talk.
Ad feature with Jonathan Cherry.
And you are joined by the chief shareholder, the CEO and director of Cherry Flavor Media, and futurist as well, by the way. A lot of people don't know that about Jonathan. He's doing his future studies, which is rather fascinating. But good having you on the show, Jono.
Morning, Kino. Thank you.
Good, good. Now, before we talk about that Castle Light advertising, did you see that Hyundai Tucson ad? The blue
well,
car?
Actually, we're going to talk about it later. So it's,
Okay, we can. We'll do that. Yeah. Okay, let's actually talk about the Castle Light advertising campaign last week, and this was on International Women's Day.
I think this episode is all about challenging stereotypes. And what happened, as you said last week on Women's Day, is that Castle Light decided to come out with quite a strong campaign in support of something that had happened previously. So there's a TV and radio personality by the name of Danae Ranaka, who tweeted that she was enjoying a Castle Light after a long day of work. And then she hashtagged the thing, Hold My Beer. And Hold My Beer is a meme which is on the internet, which is really a hashtag if you're about to go and sort something out. You know, you get somebody else to hold your beer while you go and sort the situation out. So it's a bit of a joke. But when she tweeted that, a lot of males who follow the Hold My Beer hashtag they took offense to a woman drinking a beer. And it seemed to be the fact that in beer advertising, it's very, very stereotypical that people who drink beer are male. Mm-hmm. So because of that, Castle Light or their agency were inspired to come out and actually apologize for all of the decades that they've positioned Castle Light just as a male-only beer, and they promised to do better as a result of that. An interesting idea. I think so many brands, especially on International Women's Day, had specific announcements to make around women, and it's just part of this power shift that we spoke about at the beginning of this year, is that the spotlight is being put on gender equality, and brands are slowly but surely coming to the table, and this is a great example of that.
Personal opinion, I reckon the whole thing is in bad taste. If one looks at the contribution of alcohol when it comes to woman abuse in South Africa, for a brand like Castle to come out and say, yeah, hold my beer, and associate that with Women's Day, I think is rather disingenuous. Well, that's my take on it. But,
Yeah, I mean, it is a trend. It's a trend, that, as we say, that the brands are starting to put the spotlight back on themselves. And obviously, beer advertising or alcohol advertising in general is complex because, as you say, there are societal issues with alcohol. But at the same time, I suppose if you are running a big corporation like that, you want to position in the public's eye like what it is that you're selling. And it's not all about abuse. It's very much about a lifestyle product. So it's highly complex with so many products. But it's an interesting trend that this shift is starting to happen and people are starting to ask those hard questions, not only of the advertising but of products themselves. So it's a tough time to be a marketer these days.
No, indeed, Jonathan. Now, that pick of the week, we were talking about Hyundai.
Yeah, so Kino, the pick of the week, it's not a new ad. It's for the Hyundai Tucson, and the ad itself is called Life is Beautiful. So I haven't seen the ad before, but I've now noticed it, and it's beautifully shot. It's the ad features a young couple who are living in a big city. It was actually shot in Johannesburg, and they're going through the challenges and joys of what a young couple go through when they are together. But what's unusual about the ad is that the couple are mixed. It's quite odd for me, Kino, that in 2018, an ad like that sort of pops out as being so different. But it just really goes to show that in advertising, stereotypes rule. And what's really ironic is that none of those stereotypes really seem to exist in real life.
Exactly.
So advertising is a portrayal of something which doesn't exist, but no one seems to challenge it. No one seems to do anything different. And when they do, like in this Hyundai Tucson ad, once again, people take offense and they like say weird things on the comment section of the YouTube video. So, yeah, I just think that advertising has for so long been ticking boxes and become completely irrelevant as a result. So times are changing. It's going to be very interesting to see how the industry changes in accordance. But my pick of the week, because it's a great ad, and it just does something very different.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And you're right. You know, in this day and age, 2018, people still go, oh my gosh, look, there's a mixed race couple. Really?
Yeah.
it's absolutely weird. But I think it also speaks to advertising agencies and who they hire to work for them.
100%. And we talk about this all the time. There needs to be a significant amount of diversity that comes into agency teams and marketing teams for them to be more relevant.
Absolutely. Well, Jonathan, as always, great chatting to you. And you must have a good one next Wednesday, same time, same place, with the director of Cherry Flavor Media, Jonathan Cherry.